Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
America. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. I'll tell you, I started thinking about that server thing. But usually I think of capacity. Now I'm thinking of a couple of other things, including this conversation that you're going to love with Robert Blagojevich. Yep, the name is familiar. He is the brother of Ron Blagojevich, Blago, former governor of Illinois. And he tells you a few things that might raise the hair on your arms in talking about wiretapping. How'd you like to be wiretapped for 50 hours? Especially when you're just helping your brother with fundraising and all of a sudden you're caught in the middle of a war with the government. Daunting, to say the least. He was cleared. And his brother famously had a last hurrah on Celebrity Apprentice and is in prison in Colorado. So emails and servers and information, how it's disseminated, who's pawing over your information, hackers, an embarrassing hack just happened. Hackers dumped a second, even bigger, fatter batch of Ashley Madison records. You know what Ashley Madison is, folks? Ashley Madison is a website for cheaters. They call it the dirtbag site. Somebody texted me that today. So here's the thing. Emails, numbers, all that kind of stuff. You have the people that are on this list, political people, celebrities, big-time businessmen. And as somebody said to me, there's going to be a lot of divorces that will be filed. Defense Secretary Ash Carter confirmed that the Pentagon was looking into the list of people who used military email addresses. Adultery can be, believe it or not, a criminal offense under the Uniform Code of Military Justice. And that's where we begin America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Yep. Several searchable databases of names, emails, sexual fantasies, linked to that first data dump, had to shut it down within minutes because they couldn't cope with the demand from suspicious spouses. Of course, there was one that had personal information and emails of the CEO with folders entitled Noel Bitterman Mail. There was a file called Areas of Concern. And there were some crazy things. Let's put it this way. And Josh Duger was the owner of more than one account on the site where adulterers look for strangers for casual sex. He was looking for, and this is what it said, he was looking for conventional sex, experimenting with sex toys, one-night stands, sharing fantasies, sex talk. Nice. And the site reported someone using a card belonging to Josh Duger with a billing address that matched the home in Arkansas owned by his grandmother. So this gets even nastier. And you know what it was? They say, you know, their now canceled television show at the time when this was happening was when Anna Duger gave birth to her first child. And there was a monthly, two monthly totals of $986 from different subscriptions. That's crazy. Or it's Duggar. Isn't it Duggar? The Duggar family? So, anyway, we know how that all fell apart. and Ashley Madison. That's their whole thing. It's the they have that privacy thing. So adulterers just seeking ways to find casual sex, and it's they're dumping it. I mean, there is a ton of accounts that they're dumping open. In fact, there was a it showed where most of the accounts were from, and they were from all over the place. New York City, over 268,000. Sao Paulo, over 374,000. Brazilians, I guess, can't get enough of it. Sydney, Toronto, Los Angeles, Houston, Chicago, Madrid, Bogota. I mean, the list goes on. Dallas, all the way down. Oh, man. And you can believe that we'll start to hear some of those names, some of those hot spots will come up. People that do not want their names revealed, that's for sure. And since we're sticking with the email thing here for a second, a federal judge just confirms, what is the deal with the server that was improperly, that's in an improper use of an email server, the server in general and the email, why was that done? So on record, the judge, a federal judge, said that the emails violated policy and ordered the State Department to coordinate with the FBI about the server. I mean, look, the State Department, here's the other thing. The State Department did nothing, by the way, to do something to protect the emails after a hack, by the way. So that's not good. When they remember when they hacked, they didn't do anything because of a hacked account, not a government employee. I mean, come on. So that was 2 years ago. Remember that publicly exposed Hillary Clinton's emails and the State Department didn't do anything to shore up the security of the private computer server? So this is what's so bumbling and crazy in this. And I forgot about that for a second, but yeah, remember that? So the hacked emails, which included some of her correspondence with Sidney Blumenthal, because he's a confidant, while she was in office in 2012, were sent by the Romanian hacker to media organizations, and they were later posted online. So we can't say it's not a big deal because all that stuff was posted. And after that, they do nothing. They don't think that's a big deal. I still don't get this. Well, this is how we do it. This is how we do it. We don't care what you think. We are above having to get an email address as the Secretary of State. It's crazy, craziness. It is. And it'd be wild if this is what took her down. So she used a personal email account, routed through a private server for all 4 years, four fat years that she was Secretary of State. How much does this hurt her prospects to become the Democratic nominee? I mean, she's definitely under fire. Poll numbers are slipping, if only a little bit. And Bernie Sanders, the Vermont senator, is gaining a little bit of ground on her. Gaining a little bit of ground. What's classified? What's top secret? How much of that information was seen by eyes that shouldn't have seen it? Or if none of it was, how do you prove all that? Now, after the hack, she did change her email address. And she also hired a Colorado firm to manage her email server. Stay with us. Much more coming your way on the flip side.
Expand your life.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendivite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government? Be truly independent. Visit LibertyOnCall.org. LibertyOnCall.org is a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care. Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. LibertyOnCall.org. Call today.
That's disgusting. What's that smell? Roll down your window before I pass out.
It's those nasty fish oil pills I've been taking.
Why won't you just switch to Nutrigold fish oil like I did?
It's fish oil. What's the difference?
Well, my Nutrigold fish oil is sourced and manufactured right here in the USA.
What's so special about that? Aren't they all?
Are you kidding? Of course not. Only Nutrigold fish oil is 100% USA made, which is why it's so fresh.
100% product of USA and fresh? I like the sound of that. So no more fish burps?
No more fish burps. And that's not all. If you go to www.fishoil.best and enter my fish oil, you can save $5 like I did.
Now that won't be necessary. We can just share your bottle.
Nice try. Get your own at www.fishoil.best.
Sorry.
Get rid of those fish burps for good. Go to Nutrigold's U.S.-made fish oil products by going to www.fishoil.best and get $5 off by entering My Fish Oil at checkout.
This is Sharon Hunt. Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Mail, letters, papers, and packages delivered by carrier, train, and plane, sent and delivered through post, regardless of sunshine or rains. Carriers deliver to home.
Once again, lots and lots of emails. A lot of it has to do with politics of the day, because after all, I said the other night, has the campaign trail gone cold? And are you kidding? I mean, we're running even earlier. It's like, who's declaring for president the next time around? Yeah, I don't want 2016, but I just want to throw my name out there and start campaigning for further down the line. All right, so some interesting stuff. On that note, let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
First one up is from Dan, who says, boy, I'll tell you what, Kate, in watching this whole thing with the aides and the server, and I heard you say the funniest thing about it's like the Blackberries of Clinton's two closest aides simply exploded almost like they were part of Mission Impossible. It is really ridiculous. And I love that you had one of them come out and say, well, you know, we didn't really think it through. Think it through. You're talking about the Secretary of State and the people surrounding the Secretary of State. That seems absolutely ridiculous to me. Well, you know, I'm not going to disagree with that. Of course, I think it's ridiculous, too. I think the more ridiculous thing is, let's just hit it head on. So this is a smart crowd out there listening to me right now. There's two aides. You're getting issued Blackberries and addresses, State Department addresses, and yet your boss doesn't have one. So you don't say to the woman who you are really tight with, you have her ear, like Huma Abedin, she really has Hillary Clinton's back and her ear and everything else. I mean, she's her buddy. She's been with her forever. She's Anthony Weiner's wife. So she doesn't say to her, geez, Hill, you know, with this thing with emails, we always know that, of course, it's government property or whatever, so I'll carry the device or we'll have it in your other bag or blah, 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 blah. We really can't have one central location because I think it's even riskier. I mean, who's given that advice to have a separate one? I go back to that. It still doesn't make sense. So my two aides have State Department addresses that I'm emailing them and a device, but yet I don't have one. What? I mean, are you kidding me? All right, so let's move on to something completely different. How about this one from Johnny, who says, Kate, first time I emailed you, I love it when I hear you say that because I think you're right. You have a lot of people that are thoughtful, and if they can't call the show or they just don't want to call the show, they'd rather listen, which I think happens a lot in radio based on other people that I've listened to over the years. I love the fact that you get a lot of dialogue going from the email. So here's mine, baby girl. Ben Carson, I heard you say a couple of months ago you thought that there's no way he grabs the nomination, but you did like him and he was a thoughtful person and really cared about the country. I'm going to agree with you on that one, but I'm going to disagree where he doesn't have a chance to grab the nomination. He may surprise a few people, and he certainly jumped up in the polls. Oh, yeah, he has absolutely jumped up in the polls, no question about that. And he's doing what he needs to do, get closer to Trump. I mean, if I'm running and I'm the campaign manager of anybody else who is the also-rans now in any of these polls for what it's worth, you have to set your sights on who? Donald Trump. You got to listen to what he's saying. You have to convince people that, geez, I like the Donald, man. He is opening up the dialogue. But here's what I think, because based on what we saw back in the first week in August on the Fox News debate. And Carson got a bump because of, haha, the funny and the shoring it up at the tail end of that debate. So he was very wise to do that. He really, it just goes to show you in a so-called debate, and it was a kind of loosely, I'll call it a debate, that until your last word is spoken, you always have a chance to redeem yourself, get the last shot in, make your point, and steal the spotlight away from some others. And that's exactly what Carson did. You know what? I think Carson would make a good Surgeon General. And he's making the case, depending on whoever else is in there and nominated, it wouldn't be shocking to see him as part of the cabinet, especially in that role. He could fit that role with his background nicely. And the Surgeon General, not for nothing, as we know we've had problems in this area, somebody with a backbone, massive experience, opinions, but yet knows how to quell the crowd, he might be perfect for that. However, he's still not out of the running. Until it's over, until you say, I'm not running anymore, I guess you're really not out of it, because you have to declare, or you have to make the statement that, okay, I'm off of the platform. And eventually, not anytime soon, but that's got to happen. That 17 gets really whittled down because you realize the money, the time, the efforts, and if you know, there's just no chance, then that's exactly what you're going to do. Eventually, you're going to step away from it because it doesn't make any sense, and then see who you align with. And I see him on a bigger national stage, and that's the one thing he's doing with some of the things that are happening along the way with Carson. You know, no question about that. All right, let's go to another one. This one is from Jen, who says, Kate, I love that you say, I don't care if you're from the left or you're from the right, but just have an opinion. I'll say that I'm one of those people from the so-called left, although like you, I really don't like labels. I have to say this, poor Jimmy Carter always gets trashed and thrashed as being, oh, one of the worst presidents. But could he not be a nicer guy? And I, by the way, don't think he's one of the worst presidents. But the fact that he is now dealing with this health crisis, you think about this cancer thing with Carter, and the fact that, you know, his history, his family history of pancreatic cancer is so frightening. It's good that he is sharing his journey with other people so they understand what it is. And after all, he is 90 years old, so he has had a very long life. Not that I'm trying to say goodbye to Carter, and I'll mention this again, I disagree with people who think that Jimmy Carter was a completely lousy president. I think he tried to be extremely diplomatic, and because he was that way, he got caught up in the times, and that is the perception of him. Yeah, you know, you mentioned the thing about the cancer. He had, gosh, brothers, sisters dying of pancreatic cancer, a terrible family history of that, and it's, you know, there is something about this hereditary thing, no matter how well you take care of yourself or whatever, as we know. And unfortunately, with his family, that it is one of the scariest forms of cancer, I think, that you can get. I've seen two people go through that and boom, boom, just go downhill so incredibly, incredibly fast. It is absolutely frightening. All right, let's take another one. This one is from Josh, who says, Kate, you know, I heard you talking about Florida and your family lives there and the sinkhole phenomenon. I just read something about that one sinkhole that sadly took the life of that one guy that was in the house, that they have reopened that area. And I think this is what started some of that conversation on a national level, people realizing that in Florida so many people are dealing with these sinkholes that all of a sudden just open up. Yeah, you know, that happened almost a couple of years ago, and it was a bedroom. The guy was in a bedroom, and he literally was killed by the sinkhole. He got pulled into the sinkhole. They couldn't help him, nothing. He was screaming out for help, and his brother ran to help him, and just to see that all the furniture, everything had just been sucked into the earth, and there was no way to get him. In fact, the guy's name was Jeff Bush. I remember this. And they couldn't find his remains either, which is so incredibly sad. So there was no, I mean, the hole, that was it. It was just like he was pulled into the earth, and that was the only thing. So, you know, they're talking about certain areas where they seem to, you know, where they seem to be worse than others. And that area, the town is called Sefner. Some of you listening to us in Florida might know this. That massive sinkhole was filled in, and it is opened up again. So 2 years, almost 2 years to the day, they see that the sinkhole and the home next to it, because they don't have anyone too close to it now. That was torn down, that house. I mean, because it was ripped to shreds anyway. But the new hole has certainly, now that it's opened up, has certainly made that family think again, I guess, about what's happened. But, boy, it just, that's 2 years. Think about that. And they shored it up. And this is in Hillsborough County. And, you know, they call on that West Coast, they call that area Sinkhole Alley, because 2/3 of the sinkhole-related insurance claims in Florida come from that area. Whew. Wow. And that first one was just 3 miles away. Days after Jeff Bush was pulled in through the bedroom, there was another one that opened up 3 miles away. So that's why they call it that, because of the amount of sinkholes. Crazy. All right, if you have any thoughts, you can always email me them, americatonight.net.
You say that they've all left you behind. Your heart broke when the party died.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacro wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacro wedgie.
Okay, open your mouth and say, aw.
Getting a good view of a sore throat can be difficult, but the new doctor-recommended sore throat exam kit from SayAwNow.com makes it easy. A first-of-its-kind, scientifically designed oral retractor to relax the tongue, minimize gag reflex, and increase visibility. Our made-in-the-USA kit also includes a medical-grade reference chart, easy-to-use website and app so that you're one click away from unparalleled sore throat information. Click SayAwNow.com. SayAwNow.com, a must-have for your family's medical preparedness.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
America tonight. Really excited about our next guest. He's going to give us a peel back the onion look at the harrowing experience of dealing with the justice, you know, the Department of Justice and our justice system, really. He's written a book called Fundraiser, My Fight for Freedom and Justice, and it's Robert Blagojevich. He is the brother of Rod Blagojevich, the former governor of Illinois. Thanks so much for coming on, Robert. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
So I have to ask you this before we dive into some of the other things that have happened as far as your journey and what went through there and your brother as well. Just the other day, we saw that the full appellate court said that they're not going to rehear an appeal of your brother's corruption convictions. So now the next step will be to push this to the Supreme Court. You're not necessarily surprised by that, are you?
No, not at all. Actually, what I learned being indicted and targeted by the Justice Department in an overreaching prosecution that the government has all the advantages. Laws are written in a way that they can cherry pick what they want to charge you with. And there's no linear path to get you to justice. So anytime there's an opportunity for a favorable ruling by the courts, whether it be for me or certainly now for my brother, it never came. And that's a very frustrating thing, especially when you know what the truth is and what they're doing to obscure the truth and prevent the truth from coming out. It's, to me, a very, very scary system, which is why I wrote my book, Fundraiser A, to tell people, if they're interested, what the risks are to us, our civil liberties as American citizens, allowing our, you know, allowing our employees, government employees, to overreach and do things to us that are really were not intended in the Constitution.
When did you know that you were going down that rabbit hole, Robert, when you knew, wow, this isn't what we, once you got into it, then you had to be on the defense, and you realized, we're hitting a brick wall here, this is scary. When did that happen? Was it in the very beginning?
There were a lot of moments like that, Kate. One in particular was after I was indicted and arraigned for the first time in Chicago in April of 2009. I got a call from my attorney, Michael Ettinger, who said he just got off the phone with the lead prosecutor. His name was Reed Scharr. And he said to Ettinger, look, we've got the governor, but your guy can win. And I wrote about this in my book. I said to my attorney, what does that mean, your guy can win? Why did they indict me if they thought I could win? And what it was they were proposing a global solution, according to my attorney. The Justice Department was proposing that the brothers get together and talk and come up with a family solution. So clearly from the beginning, I knew that I was being held hostage as a pawn to lever against my brother, who they really wanted. But, you know, that doesn't matter who might be in the way of their pursuit and who might be harmed by it. I was a convenient guy to indict and try to manipulate. And as a result, I told my attorney, no, I'm not going to plead. I'm not going to work out a deal. And I never spoke to my brother about it. And he never offered to plead. But that's what they do. They manipulate family members. They manipulate the law. And they do whatever they can to win. And sadly, I learned it's not about seeking justice and truth. It's about winning.
Yeah, yes. And having said that, how one-sided is our system listening to you? That's the first thing that pops out at me.
As I tried to document in the book, look, I'm an Army veteran. I served 22 years active in reserve, responsible citizen, always gave my government the benefit of the doubt, always. When I heard something come out of the executive branch, I said, okay, I guess they know what they're doing. I trust them. Well, that was misplaced trust as far as I'm now concerned, because my experience has shown me that our government is agenda-driven, and it is a system that whoever might be driving that agenda, whether it be a prosecutor, whether it be the Justice Department, whether it be the executive branch, it doesn't matter what our civil liberties might be. They find a way to achieve their objectives through manipulating the system. And if I can give you an example, and I can't get a good number on this. There are over 3,000 federal laws, and you throw in all the regulations from the EPA, the Department of the Interior, and other departments in the government, and there are thousands of laws and regulations that we as American citizens are responsible for knowing. And if we don't and inadvertently break the law, well, that's our fault, and we have to pay the consequences. And to me, that's a very scary thought, and that's what I've learned through this process. The government is not your friend. Sadly, they're not your friend.
Ooh, 3,000 federal laws. You can forget about it, Robert. I certainly don't. I would consider myself to be just like you. I certainly don't know them, and I can see how that would be really scary when you're facing this down. What was it like for your family? Because, of course, your wife, your son, so your own intimate family, and then this is your brother going through this. What was this like for you?
Yeah, it's a life-altering experience. It was a character test. It was a David and Goliath battle. I mean, when you read the indictment, when I read my indictment, it's the United States of America against Robert and Rod Blagojevich. I mean, that's a superpower that you're going up against, and they have superpower resources. I mean, you've got the FBI, you've got the IRS, you've got DEA, all kinds of criminal labs, and everything is lined up to support a government prosecution. And I remember walking into the courtroom for the first time when I was arraigned for the first time in the courtroom that we were tried in. It's as large as a basketball arena. I mean, it's humongous, and it's designed to intimidate the defendant. At least that's what I gleaned from it. And fortunately for me, I was able to mentally work my way through it, which I tried to explain in the book, how I prepared for trial. And I was very fortunate. You don't go through something like this and beat the odds. Okay, the odds are 96% of the time when someone is indicted by the federal government, they either plead or they're found guilty. So what is unusual about my case and what I why I was inspired to write the book was to talk about what it took to get through it and survive it. And you don't do it by yourself. I've got a wonderful wife. I've got a great son and a core of good friends and family who supported me through it. But it is a life-changing experience that tests you in so many ways that I would never have predicted, that I tried to capture in the book and explain to anyone who might be interested to know what it's like to face Goliath and, in our case, beat him.
There you go. Robert Blagojevich, the book is Fundraiser A, My Fight for Freedom and Justice. That's who we're speaking with, Kate Delaney, here on America Tonight. So with your brother in the prison system, and I'm sure you talked to him, what do you do to try to keep him upbeat? Because that's got to be tough.
You know, sadly, my brother and I are estranged. I've written to him. I even went to his prison in Colorado. And unfortunately, for reasons that I'm not going to delve into here, he and I are farther apart, sadly, as brothers than ever before. One of the reasons why I went to help him fundraise in August of 2008 was our parents. There were only two, my brother and I, and our parents. Father was an immigrant from Yugoslavia. My mother was first-generation Serbian. Always told us when they were gone, if one of you needs help, the other should make themselves available to help. And so Rod asked me if I would come fundraise for him for 4 months because he had already been under investigation by the Justice Department, and he had guys that worked helped him out who were indicted. And he said, look, you're the only guy I can trust. Why don't you come help me? I'd appreciate it. So honoring my parents' wish, I went to help him for 4 months. And sadly, it just further tested our relationship. And I wish my brother nothing but the best. And I hope someday we can be reunited and get this behind us. But currently, we're estranged and don't talk.
Wow.
So thanks for asking that question.
Yeah. What do you, I didn't realize that. What do you hope that people get from reading your book?
We should not take for granted our civil liberties that were granted to us by the founding fathers. We are in an age here in American history where we as a citizenry are just letting our civil liberties be chipped away at through surveillance, through laws, through agendas, that if we're not careful, we're gonna lose many of the rights that our forefathers sacrificed their lives to give us. And what is most astonishing to me through the whole experience is that people are just not attuned to that. We get caught up in our own little world and are not aware of what's going on around us. And you know, my book, and I'm always available to talk about this, is in a way a warning. If it could happen to me, it could happen to you. We were wiretapped for 50 days, Kate. And let me tell you, there was nothing incriminating on any of my conversations. If anything, there was exculpatory conversation of people wanting something in return for a campaign contribution and something related to a benefit from the state of Illinois, which I told them very clearly, I don't do that. I'm just a fundraiser. So the government knew that, and when they wiretap you, they can connect dots that don't connect to make a federal case. So the warning is, don't trust your government. Sadly, I never thought I'd say that. Be careful what you say on the phone, voicemail, text, and emails, because the government, if they have an agenda to get you, they will use all those things against you to bring you down.
Wow. A warning for everybody listening to us right now. Robert, thanks so much. You can pick up the book, I'm sure, Amazon or wherever great books are sold. We appreciate the time.
Thank you, Kate.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while, but once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
It's so lonely here. I can barely stand it. I'm waiting for you to stroke your keys and unload over at gcnlive.com/community. Oh, come on. I know you have things to share. And there's a whole place waiting for you to share them. Light some candles, pour yourself a drink, and get cozy. Log in at gcnlive.com/community. Lots of people are satisfied. Why not satisfy yourself at gcnlive.com/community? I'm waiting. Get out of the friend zone at delicious.com.
Come away with me in the night. Come away.
Each and every week we get to do this. We get to kick back and say, maybe you want to escape and go to a movie. Today I actually, during the day, for the first time in I can't even remember how long, went to a matinee and saw Jurassic World. I think it's called Jurassic World. Yeah, Jurassic World. And because I like Chris Pratt, the very funny actor, he did not disappoint and it was actually clever. I like the original Michael Crichton book, Jurassic Park, and of course they got Cheeseball-y from there, and this one kind of came around again. I don't know that I would go and spend the bucks, unless you're a huge, huge, huge Jurassic fan, to go and see it on the big screen. It's not totally necessary. You could catch it streaming. It'd be worth spending an afternoon on the couch, and if you saw the first couple ones, to watch Jurassic World. We got three movies coming up. Agent 47, Grandma, with Lily Tomlin, and American Ultra. So on that note, let's start with our first one that looks actually kind of intriguing, Agent 47. Roll it, Dan.
Why don't we start with your name? 47. That's not a name.
No. But it is mine.
What exactly are you?
An assassin.
And you're here to kill who?
You should really let me go.
Last time I checked, you're the one locked in here with me, and I'm the one with the gun.
Mr. Sanders, you're locked in here with me, and you just brought me mine.
Look, I know this is going to sound strange, because it is. He's an engineered human being. Stronger. Faster. More intelligent than normal people. They're called agents.
What does any of this have to do with me?
Your father started the agent program. He knows their weakness. You're the key to finding your father.
If you're a gamer, you're familiar with this. They say it's on track to be probably one of the worst video game movies ever, so that's not a great reference. Zach Quinto is in it. Remember him from Star Trek? He played Mr. Spock, the young Mr. Spock, which I think he's a good actor. But would I invest in Agent 57? Great music, extremely loud. I'm going to say, nah, this is another one where you can wait and chillax on the couch and a lot of action. Genetically engineered from, they say, from conception to be the perfect killing machine. But it might be a mediocre movie, Agent 47. That's my two cents. All right, how about this one? There looks to be some laughs in this comedy starring Lily Tomlin, Grandma.
Help, Grandma.
Okay.
I need $600. $630.
For what?
I'm pregnant.
Who is he? A one-night stand?
No. Ew. He's kind of my boyfriend.
Yeah. Why didn't you use a condom? Or for humanity's sake, get a vasectomy?
Well, who is this?
My grandma.
You know, I cut my credit cards up into little pieces. I made a wind chime out of them.
Why would you do that? Why are you selling those books?
I need some cash. I need $500.
You must not have a lot of friends.
Now you need me, and I'm broke. You want a tattoo?
A little one.
Now that I can do.
Listen, Grandma, you better watch yourself.
Give us the money.
Get out of my home, crazy old...
Oh, my God.
You know, I like your boyfriend. He's special. Really charismatic. You know, you need to be able to say screw you sometimes.
I say screw you.
Oh, you didn't say screw you to that little creep back there.
I'm sorry, but I'm going to have to ask you to leave. You're disturbing the customers.
I mean, what other customers are we disturbing? Oh, them. Ozzy and Harriet. And all coffee drips. You don't have to say drip coffee. That is a redundancy. Oh, look. It drips. Oh, my God, it drips.
I'm scared.
I've been scared of your mom since she was 5 years old.
I mean, any idiot could see that you need to be supervised, am I right?
Are you saying I'm any idiot?
What is this?
What is the feminine mystique?
Mystique character in X-Men.
What?
Guess I'm an idiot.
Yes, you are.
Screw you, Grandma.
Not bad.
What is your involvement?
I am her grandmother and I'm your mother.
Yes, but what are you doing here?
I'm going to be there because this is my granddaughter. She's already pregnant.
Grandma!
Lily Tomlin, the big star, you could hear her weave throughout that conversation. Marcia Gay Harden, Judy Greer also in it. And this one got an 88% from Rotten Tomatoes. Looks to be kind of funny, some really funny moments in it. We move from the comedy that is Grandma to this one, American Ultra.
How's it going, man?
How you doing, baby?
I really appreciate you doing this for me.
This is some serious proposal that you're doing.
You're a sensitive bitch.
Oh, I love her. You gotta give it all when you love like that, you know what I'm saying?
Wanna get drunk? Get some booty in your face?
It's 8:15 in the morning.
Cherry Progressive, listen. Mandelbrot set is in motion. Echo Choir has been breached. Is that a lyric from something? Hey, stop doing stuff to my car.
That's awesome. They had guns and knives and they were being like total dicks.
Did you call the cops?
No, I didn't call the police because I had like a lot of weed and like mushrooms in my car.
How did this happen?
I don't know, but I'm like freaking out all over the place. Babe, I have a lot of anxiety about this. I'm sorry.
Drive. Agent Howell has been activated. He killed two operatives with a spoon still.
A spoon? What?
We're terminating asset Howell.
Why are there men in hazmat suits?
Thanks to your actions, two CIA assets are dead. Did you hang up on me? Please tell me you did not just hang up on me.
Something very weird is happening to me. I keep killing people. There's a chance I may be a robot.
You are not a robot.
I'm trying to get neuralized. My ner-er.
This guy, he's a trained killer. We made him. He's a security risk.
You're gonna blow up a town.
I'm going to save my girlfriend.
Oh, the old frying pan bullet trick. We'll take my car and we'll go
get stoned. You want to get happy right now?
Okay, no. I recognize that now as like a faux pas.
All right, so this movie on Rotten Tomatoes didn't do so well at all. 40-something percent. Jesse Eisenberg's in it. Kristen Stewart, Topher Grace, some pretty big names. But it doesn't look like the small-town crazy deal of going after Jesse Eisenberg, trying to get him and things blowing up, really has hit its mark. Definitely wait until it's free TV. Too bad. It looked like it had some potential. Danny Boy, thanks so much on the technicals and to all of you for listening. Make it count, everybody.
The sound your brain makes when you realize you're buying something and forgot the coupon. Online or in a store, knowing that you're missing a deal is the worst. You need the app from RetailMeNot right now. Get thousands of coupons from 50,000 stores like Kohl's, Domino's, Best Buy, and more with crazy deals like 60% off, free shipping, and free gifts with purchase. You can get a text invite to download the RetailMeNot app 100% free right now for Apple or Android. Just text the code UPDATE to 42767. Then just show your phone at checkout to save. It literally couldn't be easier. It's 2015. Keep your coupons in your phone. Stop what you're doing and text UPDATE to 42767. Listeners will get a text with a link to download it 100% free. Never forget another coupon again. Text the code UPDATE to 42767 right now. That's UPDATE to 42767. Message and data rates may apply. For terms and privacy, visit RetailMeNot.